Yeah, I'm Kaylee and I'm interviewing my mother today, Tracy. Right.
Hello.
There.
Hi.
How's it going? Okay, first question. How does Cornwall compare to other places in the UK and Europe for
hostile.
Your travelling experiences?
I'd say it was pretty hostile. I think what people are sick of now is it's actually different people, different cultures, our culture getting planning permission actually, temporary, where the community, they want planning permission, they want to be on their own land as well. It's more accepted, we're more green now, aren't we? We're all like, oh look, they're living like this, they're low impact and housing and stuff, low impact, oh look, they're living in a caravan. But
you were saying before, like, how you found Lancashire more...
Oh, friendly.
Friendlier
I think,
than Cornwall.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone, wherever you went, were always friendly, helpful, nobody looked down on you. I think Cornwall is such a small place and they're protective over their lands, very.
Hmm. And how Cornwall compares 20 years ago from now?
20 years ago? In what way?
For your travel, from the traveller community.
Well, there's nowhere to park, that's a fact. There was nowhere to park in Cornwall, really.
What, 20 years ago?
No, there was 20 years ago, but there isn't now. And 20 years ago, everybody used to be working, travelling down here, working, doing the daffodil bulbs, the gladioli, picking the daffodils. Now it's politics is set for the Eastern European people to come here to work, which they're legally to do so. So the travellers have been pushed out and pushed out. That's what's happened.
Okay.
That's what's happened.
And why did you set up your solo stage business?
So we could continue having a travelling lifestyle and have fun and make a few quid, obviously.
Why did you settle?
Settle?
Yeah.
Like, have a base. I'll tell you why we settled, because it just got too difficult all the time with two children. We had like the triangle going, didn't we, really? Cornwall, Lancashire, Kent, and then every time you went somewhere, you come back, nowhere to park, people moaning at you. And that's when politics was saying, after the 1994 Criminal Justice Bill, they were going, buy your own land.
So you did.
Yeah.
And then you set up the solar stage.
Yeah.
So what was the hardest transition over 20 years ago to when you moved from house to your bus?
I think the hardest thing was... people think, oh, because you didn't have this, but we were never short of power, never short of water or anything. We were too organised for that. The worst thing was always being looked at differently and being people, because there was a lot of controversy in those days. There was also a lot of people who were off the reds and doing nothing. But there's a lot of people like that in any society, but you were always tied with the same brush, so you could be anywhere. Say in your bus, and the people like in services get looking at you. You could tell they were looking at you. Like, do you think you were like? I'd say it's propaganda against travellers. That's what it is.
What's your best memory from travelling?
Best memory
when you're actually
freedom.
Ski.
Freedom, definitely. Lush.
Best park up.
Best park. Oh God, loads. I reckon best park up would have been. Well, there's loads. There's like the woods, the forest in Lincolnshire. Gorgeous, loved it there. Over Kinedgwick, but it was too dangerous, wasn't it, right by the cliffs? Oh, my God. I'll tell you, one of the best park-ups would have been Thomas Penn.
Yeah.
Ideal for you kids. It's perfect, wouldn't it? You had the countryside, the town, then you had the country park there, all those lovely people. They were so friendly there. They were gorgeous, weren't they? Do you remember? I mean, Lisa's mum and dad, Christine and Tommy, horses, the geese.
Do you always have animals?
Hey?
When did you get the cat?
Travelling. We always travelled, didn't we?
Yeah, I know, but you know when we went from that to the bus, did we have the cats and the dog then?
No.
Or did we get them when we
got
the bus?
No, we got them when we got them. We got them when we were on the road. Yeah, I've got two kittens, the grey cat and the black cat. They came from Dawn's cousin.
Aww.
Yeah. They got them when we were at... at Thomas Penn, and then when we went down to Somerset and left there, do you remember? And the grey cat got out, the gear stick, awful. And we couldn't find it. And we had all our belongings with us, didn't we? Everything, all the scaffolding on with all the windmills, the lot, and we had to continue travelling. And I was so upset. And then this old lady phoned me up. She goes, oh, I've got your grey cat.
Oh,
and I went up and after the festival, I went up and got him. Aww. Yeah, and then from there, your dad got a job then, disgusting job, cleaning all those big tank things out in Lincolnshire, Mike, you know, Omex factory.
Oh, gross.
In Bardney, and you went to school there.
Oh, yeah.
There was, like, the Land Rover Club.
How did you
the
find
The BMW
that?
Club and the Travellers Club.
Like, transitioning me and Ricky to different schools and stuff.
So
what was that
God.
Like?
So I'll tell you what, that school you went to in Blackburn Longshore, you went there, back there, you went there and come back. That was the biggest school out of the lot, and they were the friendliest. And I used to go in there, didn't I, all the time to help.
Mm.
Crone School, terrible. Terrible. Mr. What was he called?
I don't know.
Headmaster. Mr.
Baxter or something. White?
No, big. I can't remember his name. No. And then Sydney School was fantastic, wasn't it?
Mm.
And you went to that British Legion little playgroup thing by Crowless, when nobody wanted travellers there. They were saying burn us all at the stake and everything.
Oh, God.
And I went down there because I thought, well, she just want to go and play with the children and stuff. And went down there and said, have you got any places? They're like, oh, yes, my aunt. And yeah, we have. They said, oh, where are you then? Where's your address? I'm on the site around the corner. And they're like, oh, down there. Breathe. And they thought I was in this, I'll never forget it. They thought I was in just a normal, caravan site where holidaymakers go and stuff. And there's some residents there.
Yeah.
I said, no, I said the traveller site. And they were like, And they're like, oh, my God, I've already said, yeah, there's spaces. Like,
oh, God.
And that was it. You were already in. And I used to take you there three times a week in the morning, walk you up there.
Bless you.
Yeah, and then he went to that one in where Wayne first went, in St. John's in the Field. You were the only kid who had the photo taken, making a pasty in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was buzzing with that. He lived in the little bus on the hill. Like, you mind, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days, weren't they? It was like Nick was there in his bender. And then there was Wild Man of Borneo, John. He was there in his bender. And do you remember we met... what's the other guy called? We met him in India. Remember in New Delhi, we go, Jason.
Jason.
Yeah. But you remember, Dad said, we both had a phone. He goes, come and meet me at this cafe. There's someone... Like, we used to live with him, like, what? And got there, and Jason's just sat there. He just arrived, and we were leaving.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Seen him again, twice, at festivals. Just randomly, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing. I ain't got a clue. Yeah.
Wrap it up then, Mother.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah, those were the days.